Corruption scandals have reached the top of New York State government in recent years, but there is one organization that wants to make sure the public knows that most government employees are dedicated, hardworking, and honest. The State Academy for Public Administration will give its Rockefeller Award for Distinguished Public Service to Democratic State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins Wednesday evening in Albany. WAMC's Brian Shields spoke with the organization's chair of the board of directors, Tom Lucas.
We're not a watchdog group. We're simply an organization that is comprised of volunteers from those different sectors of government service that want to, again, promote the good things that government employees do day in and day out. Of course, I think typically the news is often negative of government. It's when something goes wrong. We're here to say that's really the exception, not the rule. For the most part, the day in and day out, what you see government servants do as far as delivering services to citizens across the state is going well. And we do that through a couple of things. We have an awards program. It's called the Excellence in Public Service Awards. We do that in the spring every year for individuals and teams from any level of government. And then, not every year, but periodically, we also do an event called the Rockefeller Award, and that's kind of a lifetime achievement award of somebody who's had a long career in New York State in whatever level of government service, and we'll be celebrating that on this September 18th with Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins being presented the Rockefeller Distinguished Public Service Award.
Why is she getting that award? What is the distinction that she earned for that?
Well, she's had a long history in the legislature where she came from downstate. She's also been in the Senate as rising through various levels of progressive importance in the organization, and ultimately now as Senate Majority Leader. We're very proud to be presenting that to her, our first African-American woman in that position, and really somebody who we think exemplifies the kind of integrity and excellence in the work she does.
You know, taxpayers see the government in action when our streets are plowed, when we see the police officers, when we see the firefighters, when we see the mail carriers. But there's a lot of government workers that we really don't see as they do their job. How do you bring that message to the people, to the taxpayers, that this is what we're doing, although you may not see it in your daily lives?
Sure. Well, what we try to do is, in addition to those two signature events, the Excellence Awards and the Rockefeller Award, we also do periodic programs. We call them a couple candid conversations where we'll bring together subject matter experts to talk about policy issues or issues that affect the citizenry. For example, next month on October 17th, we'll have partnership with the Albany Law School's Government Law Center and its director, Andy Ayers, as well as former mayor of Troy, Ned Pattison, will be talking about the challenges that citizens living in rural communities have trying to access both government and legal services. So we hold forums like that. We also do workshops where we try to teach current government employees the kinds of skills that they need to do their job. We're having a data analytics workshop coming up in November. We also just do things like this. This is kind of new for us to be out there promoting it through the press and through the media, but we have for 45 years a long history of holding events, having recognitions, awards to show the public that the work that government servants do is really valuable, it's important, and it's done with integrity.
You work for the Department of Financial Services in New York State. How did you come to this role with the Academy for Public Administration?
Certainly. This is a volunteer position. The whole board and all of its members are volunteers. The work that I do, starting about 8 years ago, one of my supervisors was a former chair of the organization, and it used to be that you could only become a member if you were nominated by somebody who was an existing member. We've tried to broaden our net so that we include new professionals now, middle-level managers, etc. In any case, my supervisor recommended me to become a member. I did. The second year of membership, I attended the first ever Excellence in Public Service Awards down in the Albany Hilton, and I got bit by the bug of this is such a feel-good event. You know, I've been a government servant my entire life. I went to school to be in government. I had public administration as a master's degree in my background. But, you know, I think many of the 180,000 state employees and the over 600,000 government employees in New York State, that includes local, state, et cetera, they don't just go into government service because it's the convenient or easy thing to do. Most of them go into it because they want to help others. They want to make an impact. They want to do something good. And that's what I went to college for, and that's what I graduated from. And then my supervisor at work said, hey, I see this in you. Let's get you involved. And that's what we try to do with others, mentor others. We offer a fellowship program, a leadership development program for new public administrators that are in the first 5 years of their career. And we try to make sure that they have a basic understanding of the essentials. That's what the name of the program is, the essentials in public administration. You know, understanding things about diversity and ethics, like you mentioned earlier, and the bureaucratic or government administrator role versus the political and elected official role. All those things are the kinds of skills we're trying to help new public administrators learn through our Essentials program.
How do you fight the setbacks that come? For instance, when it makes the news that a top state leader has been indicted, when someone gets arrested, when the corruption scandals break, how do you reverse that damage in the eyes of the public and in your fellow government employees?
Well, again, I think the reason that we see that in the news is because it's the exception, not the rule. It wouldn't be newsworthy, all of the stuff that goes right, correct? So what we try to do is just always keep our chin up, always keep our eye on the goal of saying we're here to serve the public, we're being paid by the public, by taxpayer dollars. We are trying to do our utmost best day in and day out to deliver services to the citizenry of the state, of the local government that we work for, and not let that one bad apple spoil the whole bunch of the good work that we do.